Those of you who are interested on the lookout for different kind of, if I don't know if you like to listen to Shu'im, there is the Aguda convention. I strongly recommend if you want to. Those of us who feel affiliated to the Aguda, to the Aguda Sisal, in America, there's a bigger Aguda convention, and you can listen to all the Shu'im there. So the reason I'm saying this is because one of the speeches, one of the doshas. Was a Bechmiel Fid, was a Talmud of Shlomo Zalman, and it's shared the fantastic story of Shlomo Zalman. I think it's so beautiful. I wanted to share with you. Shlomo Zalman, he was a driver of Shlomo Zalman for many years. He wrote the Sefer Yom Toshen Kel Chosa, and he had a kvias daily, I believe, to drive up Shlomo Zalman back and forth. He was driving up Shlomo Zalman back and forth to Yeshiva back, and he said that Shlomo Zalman was the, he had his best coming. But Shlomo Zalman was so kind and so nice and so generous and so friendly. He said once he was driving a slightly different route. And they were going on the Tempiada, you know, where people start, now it's not so, pardon? Yeah, Tempiada? Yeah, so they were stopping, and it was like Bochim there, he knew they were going to go to Chevron Yeshiva, because of the place, and because they knew they were going to Chevron Yeshiva, and he was driving, and Shlomo Zalman said, why are you not stopping? And he was like thinking, Fried was thinking that, I mean, I've got over here, Shlomo Zalman, the God, this was the years that he was like, you know, he said it's like driving President Trump, in his words. He said, yeah, driving Shlomo Zalman here, you know, and I was not going to stop for anybody. He was like, yeah, try. And Shlomo Zalman said, why are you not stopping? He said, you've got space in the back, you know where they're going, we're going that way, why are you not stopping for them? And he said, I don't know. And he said that Shlomo Zalman was the only time that he saw Shlomo Zalman being angry, and he said he said, I don't know, why are you not stopping? Why is he not stopping? He was like coughing inside. He couldn't understand. And he said that whilst always the conversations were free and were friendly and were good, he said he had messed it up. Shlomo Zalman was looking out the window in an angry face. And the conversation, he was frozen, because Shlomo Zalman, he couldn't understand, why is he not stopping? We've got space in the back. There's Bochim, he knows where they're going, we're going the same way, why is he not stopping? I think it was very nice, he couldn't understand. Yeah, okay. No, but I do recommend, if those of you have got, it's got some very nice shulam over there on the Aguda convention. Okay. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, this week we are continuing with the Hilchos Tzitzis. We're going to be talking a lot about the corners. We'll be talking about different types of garments. This week, Beis Hashem, we'll be discussing, we've mentioned it previously, we'll be discussing the halachic reason. Why is it that we don't put on tzitzis on shirts, on coats, very many items that we wear, some of the items that we wear that apparently would be chayav tzitzis because of the four corners that it's got. Today, this week we'll be discussing with Shem the exact halachic reason why we don't. Rabbi says to evolve in Simon Yud, which is in the our editions of the Mishnah Berurah, page Yud Ches. Ein kofnis atalas, ein kofnis atalas. This is referring to kofnis atalas is folding a talus. Imagine you've got a very large talus, a very large garment which is chayav tzitzis. You'd fold it and curve it as a talus. Umatim tzitzis al kinofer kumishik kfula. So it's very large. Did I mention the chazak al naorim talus? Yeah, enormous talus. So in order to you fold it. Now that it's folded, it's a bit more normal size. Now to attach the four tzitzis on, well, two on the fold and two on the regular corners. Am I explaining myself clearly? I think I'm getting less and less clear the more I try to explain. You fold it. Can you explain it better?
To put the tzitzis actually
on the folds.
On the folded corners.
Yeah.
So it can be unfold it, the tzitzis would be right in the middle.
In the middle.
Yeah.
So Shulchan Aruch says, despite the fact that it may be permanently like this and constantly folded, you don't put the tzitzis on the folds. Rather, Aval tzoich lehatil ba'abu knofei apshutim. But you do put the tzitzis on the corners when it's stretched out, when it's opened. Elohim kein, unless tofu kulu you stitched it together, afilim ruach echod ifnim on one side. So if it's stitched together, then the halacha will be that you will put the two tzitzis on the fold because it's stitched together now. It's no. The Mishmur doesn't say tassim and also he says in different reason, which is as follows. Because it is, what is really the knaf? Where's the corner really? The corner is not where you folded it. The fold is the fold, and the corner is the corner. So the only thing that you're doing by stitching it together, you are recreating the corners. But really, the folds are not the corners. Now, continues the Ramah. V'yesh oim reim, this is a very fascinating Ramah. We'll see soon, Mishnah Berurah disagrees. V'yesh oim dechayovin afilu b'loy tefilah. He says, no. Even if you don't stitch it up, you have an obligation to put the tzitzis on the fold. So the Ramah seemingly disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch. For Tovla says, lo tzitzis, the right way about it is to put on tzitzis, avoy levoich, but you don't make a bracha. So the Ramah disagrees, Shulchan Aruch said, no, if you fold it, you will make the tzitzis there, but Mishnah Berurah, of course, says we don't paskin like that. Sif Cotton. No. Fold together. Yes. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, but it's probably referring to a permanent fold that you keep it like this constantly. It's a good point. So the Mishnah Berurah Kotan Tezvav says Shikfula when it's folded, Shem Tiposhet when you stretch that Nimtzu Atzitzis Bem Tzivis. It just explains what's going on. If you'd open it up, the Tzitzis would be in its middle. Vanon Tzitzis Alaknaf Beinon. That's Rabbi Yosla's explanation. Vanon As Tzitzis Alaknaf Beinon. We need the Tzitzis to be on the knaf on the corners. The fold is not the corner. Now this if got new tests, we have the Mishnah disagreeing with the Ramah. Tomo Kalachoni Matikin Mamash Levoy, why are you helping by not making a bracha? Hadain Shemakamachab Shemakamachab Bepshutim. The Loch Lemaise is you've got to put the tits on the corners when it's stretched out. Veichilbash Begetze, Hoyosim Abatits, also Lotiv Likul Almu, certainly cannot add. That's what you were referring to, I believe. You cannot add to the four an additional two tzitzis. So no, of course, Maskeladina, we pass Kanach Lemaise, the Zorichat Chilish and Lassus Talis Kfulu Kalal. Don't make such a fold the talis, it's peculiar, you are getting into trouble. Elim Ken Tofua, Philibet Firas, Chavois. When you stretch it together, okay, fine. Then you've got new folds, new corners. But otherwise, of course, you will attach the tzitzis to the four outstretched corners of the baguette. That's the most conventional way, and that's the right way about it. Full stop. Rabbi Shulchan Aruch has in Sivov has got an additional aloch which doesn't seem to be connected with the former aloch. Hitel tzitzis al tzitzis. Somebody wants a new chumrah. He says one tzitzis is not good enough on each corner. I want to have two tzitzis on each corner. How about that? Does that work? Hitel tzitzis al tzitzis. You put a tzitzis on a tzitzis. So every corner will have two tzitzis. Pardon? Yeah, it is. Hitel tzitzis al tzitzis. Im nischave levat l'rishoy, no. If you are, your intention is to cancel the first one, you mean you don't want to have the first tzitzis at all, you just don't want it anymore. You just want a new one. So chotech rishoy, no, you can cut off the first tzitzis. V'ksheiron, it remains kosher. However, im nischav men lehoisef, if you plan to have double tzitzis on each corner, avul b'shechotach achas mishtein psulot, then you've messed it up. It's possible. However, yesh machshim b'cholim some allow it b'chendik, and that's the main halacha. However, kodim shechotach, before you cut it, you literally still have two tzitzis on each corner. It's possible b'cholim, it's certainly going to be possible. So what the Shulchan Aruch is telling us is that whilst you've got two tzitzis on each corner, that's certainly a problem. Question is, if you've cut off the first one, is it okay now? So if your intention was to be moisif, you've actually you've spoiled it altogether. Even once you've detached the former tzitzis. The Mishmur says in Sifkotan Chav Harishoyno Evshlo the Dafke Nokat. Avanim Chotach Hashniyo is posul. If you cut off the second one, the new one's posul. The Kivin Vavbit Larishoyno is because you invatel the first one already. Sifkotan Chavale Bechol Inyan Hainu Benchin is Chavale Vatel. Whether your intention was to be Vatel or is Chavale Oisiv, or your intention was to add Tzitzis. Venchi Chotach Rishoyno is whether your intention was to whether you cut the first one or Hashniyo is the latter's. You have spoiled it. Okay, so we've got over here a problem. The problem is Baltoisif. You cannot have two tzitzis on each corner. Okay, Siv Zayin. Now Siv Zayin is referring to we've got to realize, Abu Isai, that we are used. That's been the minhag now for a long time. We're used that we only put on tzitzis on a designated garment, which we call the talit cotton. The tzitzis. That's what we put. It wasn't in the Gemara's times, and in the times of the Rishonim, we find that they literally, every garment, perhaps, would warrant tzitzis onto them. So it was the regular, so we, our garments are, you know, but then what they would wear, they would potentially put on tzitzis on them, or potentially not. But we just have the tzitzis, and that's what we put the tzitzis on. And we don't care about anything else. But there was different. There was no designated garment, which was a talis cotton. And the question was, what they would wear, would that actually need tzitzis or not? So here it is. Malbushim shem psuchim in atzodim lematos. The first example is, we're going to go through quite a few examples. First example, I wonder if you've got a picture onto this. Have you got pictures? So the example of here is, Malbushim shem psuchim in atzodim lemato. Have you got it? Is there something on Sivzai? No, it should be the side, should be partially open. The side's partially open? Okay, let's see, I'm going to describe it, do my best, and we'll see if you've got a picture of it. So Masiv Zayin speaks about malbushim, clothing, shem psuchim in atzodim lemat. Imagine a regular, conventional tzitzis. And it's open on the sides. In other words, the four corners, it's open. So it is like, imagine, picture yourself normal tzitzis. However, the only difference being is that on the side it's partially connected. I think there are tzitzis out there.
The best ones
are like that, right? Okay, so let's address the vests. Let's see halachically the question of the vests. So imagine you've got a vest with a tzitzis on the sides. Now, if it is, imagine it is partially open. The bottom part is open. But up, the part, the half, which is under your arm, so the up, it's closed and sealed. Bottom is open. Now, im ruboy sosum potu. If the majority of this, what is it called? The majority of the side is sosum, is sealed, is closed. Potu, it's exempt from tzitzis. Vim ruboy pasuach. If the majority of the side is open, chayev is chayev. Let's try to analyze that.
It's called a corset.
Is that what it's called?
That's the clothing term.
Ah, yeah? Okay. Okay, good. Okay, now I say, why is that so? Why is it? So imagine, you've got this vest, it's his vest. I wonder how they're cut exactly. If the majority...
I have one.
Oh, yeah? So describe.
You've got holes for the arms.
Holes for the arms.
It's sealed up all the way.
It's open again.
Ah, it's open again. Yeah. How much is open?
It's sealed most
of the in percentage of this of the whole side.
Half.
Half. Is it half?
Depends. Are you including the open for the sort of?
And they've got those buttons. There's buttons. Throw any of those buttons. You can close
them.
They had a button. You can open or close. Yeah.
Oh, very interesting. Very well. Speak about those buttons as well, Mitzvah Hashem.
Does it include the holes for the arms? Well?
So he talks about the majority of the entire side. So if the, from the half down, if half down, it's open, then it's chayv tzitzis. Why? But what's the point of the heart? I want to. Yeah, you're right, but let's get to it in a minute. Why is it that you've got to have the bottom part open? What would happen if it would be completely closed? There would be no corners, of course. We're trying to define our corners. It's going to be very relevant for those tzitzis, for those vests. So if you've got from the half down, it's open, then you've got four corners, and you've got Abba Kanfas, and you've got Chayv Tzitzis.
You have a recognizable section of it that was that corner.
No, so that's what the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us now. Here, recognizable section is not good enough. You've got to have Roiv. Because if it's Ruboy, if it's Ruboy Sosum, is that a picture?
No, this is not. I mean, here he's got sleeves, but I think that's not relevant. The point is...
Yeah, the sleeves are relevant. We'll see them in Shavua.
I think the point here is that he's got a miut that's open.
Oh.
You can see there are four corners.
And what does it say about the miut? Yeah, so we're learning now that if it's a miut, it's going to be imruboy pasu achayev, imruboy sosom, if the majority is closed, potu. It's no chiyuv tzitzis. So if you have a garment which is the majority down, is sealed, is closed, there's no chiyuv tzitzis, even if there is a little bit open. We will be talking about sleeves. Hold on, we will be talking about sleeves. What if it's exactly half-half? What if it's precisely 50% open, 50% closed? Then you've got to take the stringencies on both sides. Chayv betzitzis, on one hand, top of page 36, on one hand, it's chayv betzitzis, because perhaps it is chayv betzitzis. However, on the other side of the coin is, when you're eating by Shabbos, you cannot walk around with it on Shabbos. Unless it's a kamelis, why is it a problem to carry it on Shabbos? To wear it on Shabbos? Because, pardon? It might, that's right. May not be considered a garment. So therefore, you've got a problem. Now, so you can't carry it on Shabbos. You can't walk around with it on Shabbos. Now look at Mishnah Sif Cotton Hay Chov Hay. The Mishnah says. It's obligated in tzitzis if the majority is open. It's the majority of the entire garment. Unlike what the tailors do, they make openings that you enter the sleeves, the hands in it. He said that not like those tailors that do as sleeves, and then a check. That's what you're referring to. You count the sleeve, but you not count the sleeve. And they're only going to count from underneath the arm. That's a grand mistake. That's not considered canvas. And that's certainly considered, And that's considered half open, which is a problem. So in other words, the crunch is, what he said in a few words, yeah? You've got to measure af mashalemala min yadayim. You also got to include in your calculation what's on top of your arms, v'anekev, and the hole, in other words, the sleeve, choshev gamkin, kilu sosum is also considered, sosum is also considered sealed. So in other words, you've got to make sure you've got a significant portion, which is, You've got to make sure that you've got proper majority open on top of it to have dalat kanfas. Does that make sense? So, can you just describe again how they were in line with that or not? Forget about the button. We'll be talking about the button. Shulchan Aruch is busy about the button soon. But if we leave out the button.
I suppose most of it was open, yeah. But if with the button closed, then some of it would be closed. But does it matter whether the open bit is higher up or lower down, or does that not make a difference? It's just going to be right open.
Yeah, it's about the roiv. Yeah, the button will be discussed as well, but in Sif Ches, the next Eve, speaks about hooks a lot as well, and yeah. So here it is. I was wondering if there's anything else. Is there any other You see, they say the Chazon Ish, I don't know why he did that, I'm not sure, maybe because of Hilchos Shabbos, they report, I don't know. They say the Chazon Ish, when he had his tzitzis, he used to put buttons on the side. I think it had to do with Hilchos Shabbos, that he was worried about wearing it on Shabbos, something which was not, he felt it was more of a beggar, although there was buttons to it, but it wasn't makpid to actually close them. I'm not sure exactly what that meant. But he had, so imagine you have that kind of thing. You close it on the side. You had a few, so the point is that we'll be talking about buttons and hooks, but the point is that a person has to realize that it's really important that the talakanthus are loose, are free, are open, and that nothing connects them on the side more than 50%. Okay, Rabbi, it's time to summarize what we learned this evening. We learned the folded talus, that you will not put talus on the folds. You will not put the tzitzis on the folds. The tzitzis are to be placed always on the outstretched four corners. Unless you stitch together, if they're stitched together, then you have recreated new corners. Certainly don't put six tzitzis on, that would be Baal Tosef. The Rama disagrees, but we don't pass in like the Rama. We spoke about if you put tzitzis on top of tzitzis, then you also got a problem about tzitzis. You will never have two tzitzis on each corner, and you may have invalidated the tzitzis. We spoke about the tzitzis that are sealed, that are partially closed and partially open on the side. You've got the majority of it open from the bottom down, from the half down, in order to have the clear Arba Kanfas. And the tzitzis, if the majority of the sides are closed, then it's potu from tzitzis. Finally, we learned that if you've got something which is exactly 50% each, then you've got to take stringent on both sides. On the one hand, you cannot wear it on Shabbos. On the other hand, you put on tzitzis just like chumah. Okay, on both sides. Wishing you a very good evening.